BBC Two phoned me up because they had a BBC Two studio in Manchester. And they said, Walter, look at this. When was that? 1977. Walter, can you paint a mural? How long will it take? And can we make a film of you? I said, yes, I've got one in mind, and it'll probably take about 3 weeks. So this is when I commandeered my friends, Tony Smart, the great artist that I see regularly in Rochdale, painted the Trek kickoff and details of things there. I painted Granny sitting in an armchair watching a television. In those days, there wasn't 24 hours a day television. There's something called the interlude, and the television programme started at 6 o'clock. So I painted Granny drinking half a Guinness and smoking a fag, waiting for the television to come on. Stuart Dawson, my great friend that went to the Royal College of Art, painted all sorts of ornaments along here. Arnold Solomon, who was Leopold Solomon's son, who was the head of the Rochdale Art School, Arnold Solomon came and said, Walter, I'll paint all the stencils for the wallpaper designs. So you've got these flowery patterns and various other things. And Peter Dent, my great friend, that was the only guy I knew that had two PhDs, one from the London School of Economics and one in fine art from the Slade. He painted the Hygiena QA fitted kitchens, and I painted the dad coming down the stairs with the Black and Decker, painted the girl and this stuff in the attic. And art jokes like this, Stephen. Up in the attic, there's a lawnmower, a bike, a cardboard box. But behind the cardboard box, peering out, is a detail of a very elaborate frame. And it's a Rembrandt original painting. And the people in Rochdale wouldn't know what a Rembrandt was, so they just shoved it in the attic behind the cardboard box. But it was my sort of art joke that they had something worth £50 million in their attic, along with old bikes and cardboard boxes and so on. And then I painted a cat on the bed and wardrobes and somebody in the bath, a young person having a bath in the days before health and safety, where they'd had one of those electric open fires on the wall of the bathroom.